pretty significant step forward this year. Have you detected that, and can you kind of put your finger on what, you know,
yeah,
why?
He's staying healthy, and he's made a valiant effort to stay healthy and work on the things he needs to work on to become a go-to receiver. And, you know, my head goes off to him. He's getting the ball well downfield. The ball is being thrown to him off his breaks and being thrown to him the way he likes it. And he's been able to make some plays for us. He's always been a great receiver. Injuries, unfortunately, plagued him early in his career. And he's starting to, to show his true potential.
Josh, are you guys approaching this game in this locker room as a must-win? I know it's early in the season, but,
every game we approach the same. We must win it. We want to win it. We prepare to win it. So it's not like, we're saying we got to win this or our season is over. You know, it's still early. We're going to try to win this game to the best of our ability. We're going into every game. Yeah, it's a must win. Yeah, we're searching for a win. We want to get the momentum to shift in our favor. We feel like we're there. We finally got our offense starting to work, we got a few people missing on defense. Special teams, we're going to pick it up. We're going to contribute. And we're going to put all three phases, offense, defense, special teams, together, get the job done.
Hey, Josh, this team has needed somebody to score touchdowns other than you over the last few years. What were your impressions of Richardson and getting in the end zone twice last week?
Excited. With T. Rich taking the pressure off of the receivers, that opened up a lot for us as an offense. Now the league has recognized our running game, so then they'll have to put another, DB or linebacker in the box, and then we can open them up with the pass, and then that opens the box for us, that opens Pandero's box for us to do whatever we want offensively, to throw the ball downfield, to not, in the end, as far as stats is concerned on offense, to be a top team. Scoring points, and that's what we want to be.
Josh, when they take one to the house, in your mindset, is it, I need an answer?
Yes, definitely. In my mindset, I just died inside, like personally, because I feel like I'm an elite return and I have to get back to that, scoring touchdowns and just, when I don't have a big return or when I'm not doing something every game, they're like, oh, Cribs lost it. If I don't return a big one or do something every time I'm out there, it's like, where's Cribs, He's not the same old Cribs because I have to do something every time to top what I did before or to top the next returner. So, I died a little bit when he returned that hat goes off to them. They prepared well for us, and they just showed us we have to do better and consistently do better throughout the rest of the season.
Does it seem like the next three or four kicks in the end zone were deep? I mean, you were coming out. I think it was like four in a row, and then you finally...
Yeah, I started, I was bringing them out. Like I said, I'm not the one. I don't really fair catch too often. I don't really keep the, I don't really take the knee in the end zone too often, touchbacks. I hate them. So the guys know. When I did take a knee, guys were like, what, huh? They were like, you all right? I want all the kickoff teams to know that I'm coming out. I'm coming for you. We coming for you as a return specialist team, as a team, and... we coming for everybody. Beware the dogs.
When you saw in film Pac-Man made that return, did you feel you guys were just close and just...
We just missed tackles. Fundamentals. Basic fundamentals. They did well blocking. We was protecting a lot on that play. They showed a lot of up and under moves. They did up and under on that play. I crushed my man inside, then I got double teamed, then another guy got double teamed, then they let some guys run free. Pac-Man made a few guys miss and score. We don't want things like that to happen, but you have to give credit where credit is due. Their team in the NFL, they're pretty good. Pac-Man has always been pretty good, and they got one of them.
So when you don't tackle in practice, you're not going to –
you don't lose your tackling ability. It's like riding a bike. You don't lose it. You just perfect it. Fundamentals, you sharpen your fundamentals, and you go out there and you play like a professional, and that's what we have to do.
When you look at the coach's tape and you go back and you're looking at lanes and cuts and those type of things, in your mind, how close have you come to breaking it? Do you
every
feel
time,
like you're like a shoelace away?
Every time,
away?
We're one player away. And when we come off the sideline, they're like, oh, man, we can get that guy. And that's what it takes. We got a lot of young guys, and it's always, one guy here or two guys here that, or myself included, me not seeing the hole or – not reading the block properly, but we're one play away. We're one, guy away from hitting a big one. And a lot of teams are coming down now a little bit more timid, They're not really attacking it. If you notice that, you know, they're kind of just sitting back on blocks, you know, waiting for me to run past and then jumping off. So, you know, kickoff teams have been, you know, weary of just running down, flying down past me. They've been, you know, staying back and you know, trying to hold us up as well.
Josh, do you hope they're sleeping on you? Because you said.
I do hope they're sleeping on me.
They hope they're saying.
I wish, you know, that's why I'm not really trying to say anything or try to say, hey, you know, we want to return one on y'all this week, because then that get them something to say, you know. So I just try to be quiet. I don't really try to do too many interviews or nothing, because when we hit them, we're going to hit them hard, and we're going to keep coming.
Josh, it's been a while since the offense has been explosive for the Browns. Do you think the last week was an aberration, or is it something,
it's a
young offense?
It's a prelude to what's going to happen in the future. It's going to be big for us. Whedon is starting to come into his own. The young guys are coming to their own. It's all coming into tuition. It's all coming to a head. You know, you're going to see the running backs pick it up all across the board, not just Richardson, but all the guys behind him as well. And it's going to be a powerhouse in offense.
You mentioned the, you know, people saying, where's Cribs at? This isn't meant to pin you or anybody else, but, you know, the common fan will look at and say, you know, a couple years ago, you're the most explosive returning guy in the game. Anytime you touch a ball, you're taken into the house.
Mm-hmm.
You've gone through this stretch over the last year and a half where it's been a little tough on you. I guess, what's the difference between maybe 18 months ago and today? And is it as simple as teams have keyed on you, and that's what's made it so tough on you?
When you're not a winning team, you have a high rate of turnover. So I don't stay with the same guys. So I'm reteaching it. I have a different wedge every year. I have a different guy. We have different guys. I mean, I guess the only guy that's really been here is Bubba. He's like been the only guy who's been consistently on the kickoff return unit, on the punt return unit, since, you know, I've been, you know, had went through the contract thing, since I've been scoring. It's so such a high rate of turnover that we have so many new guys out there. I never was out there by myself. That's when I went to my first and second Pro Bowl. I took the whole, you know, return team, because it takes all of us. So, you know, we have so much rate of turnover that it's hard to stay with that one tight unit and to get everybody on one accord, because football is the biggest team sport. One guy mess up, you know, it messes up for everybody. So the camaraderie and us being on the same page, it really weighs on us. You know, we got a lot of young guys, and that also is a factor as well.
Yeah, how long did it, I guess, take then to go off what you're saying? That previous unit, again, I don't mean to go in the past.
How long does it take to build it?
Yeah, to really get that cohesive, you know, so where they know, they're not having to look out of the corner
of
the eye, they
different.
Know where you're going to be.
These guys different. These guys different. You can't pinpoint a guy's learning experience or learning curve. You know, I'm trying to fill them out as well as they trying to fill me out. It's hard for them, you know, to come right in from college and to be an outstanding special teamer, to know exactly what coach means, to see every different look. You know, so it's going to take them a while to, you know, grasp things. And the unfortunate thing is that they might not have a while. You know, I might not have a while. You know, so guys are learning on the run. You're learning as you go, and you hope for the best, and you prepare for the worst.